Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I write a weekly column for Cracked called The People vs. Adam Todd Brown, and I use that column to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then, I come on this show to defend those opinions. Joining me today, he's here for the second week in a row. God damn it, does he not have anything else to do? He's my favorite Uber driver in the entire world, and he's also sort of funny. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff May. Also joining me, she got in a car accident on the way to the show here today, or at least she said she did. I'm gonna make her show damage to prove it. I don't believe her. She's really funny though, and I'm happy to have her here. Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Gritton. It's gonna be a great show. Hit it, Brad. You know, the hardest part of the show for me is the first few minutes. Because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their life when all I really want to talk about is what I've been up to for the past few weeks. That's why this segment is called This Week in Me. And it's about to get really intense. See? Okay. Faded out, Brett. You'll notice we didn't have much of a I didn't talk to anybody. That was the joke there. The show just like I didn't even cut anyone off.
It's comedy.
Yeah, there's an extra person in the room. I didn't say Quincy Johnson was here in the intro, but Quincy Johnson's here.
I just show up. I like this place
like a specter.
Well, it's because Quincy Johnson got here. You got here almost kind of early, right?
You got here a half hour early. Yeah.
Right.
I came for the snacks.
And Vanessa,
I am so sorry,
got here approximately 2.5 hours late. So
more like one, but still.
We were supposed to do two episodes.
I'm so sorry.
One with Vanessa, one with Quincy.
Why are you looking at God when you say sorry, by the way? You look at Adam right in the eye and you tell him you're sorry.
No, I renounced him in traffic like twice. I'm sorry.
You renounced Adam in traffic?
You motherfucker.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, I do it too. I renounce myself. Vanessa, you're here. You got in a car accident? You got rear-ended?
Yeah. Not moving.
Watch her eyes. If they move to the left, she's lying.
Yeah, yeah. I learned that from...
Or if they move to the right.
You were in a
investigation discovery.
You were in a car with me when you learned how unlucky I am when it comes to I don't have to move to get hit by another person.
Is it luck, or are you the one person who's always getting into accidents all the time and you blame it on?
The accident we got in was definitely not your fault.
Yeah,
we
and it were, was same with this one where I was at a red light and I remember looking in my rear view and thinking, oh, she's on her phone and she's going kind of fast, and then she hit me.
Yeah.
I would have been like, my neck.
My back.
My pussy and my crack.
Yeah.
All been injured. Yeah. I need to call a lawyer.
Oh, what a great song.
But instead, you're like, no, I need to hurry up and record a free podcast.
What was that noise you just made?
Me realizing that I did rush it because I had to record a free podcast.
Yeah, you could have got paid.
Wait, what type of car was she driving?
You could be making like $4,500 right now.
A Corolla?
No, she was driving a Corolla.
Yeah,
she
you could be making $800.
More like a Corolla right into you, huh?
Oh, Jeff May's here, too. What are we talking about today?
I'm talking about Vanessa showing up late.
Today's subject, punctuality.
Five reasons why Vanessa's late to the podcast.
So late, you guys.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
She's about to cry, and we're just dogpiling.
I'm not going to cry. We were supposed
to record three episodes yesterday, and Adam called me on Sunday. He's like, can we do that? And I had a meeting at noon, and I'm like, that's not going to happen. With these guests, all it takes is for the first person at 9 to show up at, I don't know, 10:06, for none of that to happen. And what happened? Good thing I'm doing nothing later.
That's
today.
Why you're the mayor of Podcast City, bro.
The mayor of Watch City. This is
it. Mayor of Watch City. What
the? I'm like the blue guy with the big blue dong from Watchmen.
What?
Understands how. Jeff, you can talk to me about it. Dr. Manhattan.
Are you talking about Dr.
Manhattan?
Wait, so you're Dr. Manhattan now?
Yes.
Is that just because
I see
out
all
right
of time, and I see how everyone's going to be about an hour late?
Well, you universe know, Dr. Manhattan doesn't
I'm
get
sorry,
bitchy
YouTube,
about
Brett
it though.
But wait, is that,
yes, he is. He's the biggest bitch of them all.
No, he's not.
Like, I'm getting such a sad. I'm going to fly to Mars right now.
Is that an upgrade or a demotion? Because you were mayor of Podcast City, now you're just doctor of
Podcast City. Yeah, there's probably a lot of doctors in Podcast City.
Dr. Manhattan.
He's Dr. Manhattan of Podcast City. Okay. That's like Captain Crunch. There are captains, and then there's like Captain Crunch.
Okay, you're right.
Vanessa,
you're
you
right
took such good notes, though. I do like that.
Thank you.
Because I can just read off yours.
She wrote them in the car when she careened into a bus stop.
That's probably true.
Oh, there's a little blood on there.
I forgot.
Is that from the head injury you sustained?
I actually looked for blood.
So my column this week is about, Quincy, you're going to have to talk about both of these.
Okay.
It'll be easy, though, because we're going to listen to shit. We are talking about crazy tribute albums that should not exist. Which one should we talk about first? Hey, since Quincy's here.
Urban Renewal.
In honor of, yeah, there's a couple good ones that would fit because we have a black person here.
Where?
So the doctor.
Yeah, but he showed up early and drives a Prius.
Yeah, so like, barely counts.
But I live in Inglewood, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You
know?
Are you the one who rear-ended Vanessa? Were you running like an insurance scam on her?
Shh. Allegedly, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I wrote the track list and it's right up there. God damn it.
Yeah, let's talk about Urban Renewal.
I only got here at 8:45 to do all this work for everybody.
I'm so sorry, Brett.
Dr. Manhattan for the win, everyone.
Yeah, but time is a construct for you, so.
Yeah, I got here at 8:45, or I got here 100 years in the future. I got here the day I died. I got here the day I was born.
You're watching an eyelash fall to the ground right now while you're recording this.
This is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Oh, Lily.
Here's the thing, by the way. I'd never heard of this album before.
Yeah, the first album we're going to talk about, we're talking about crazy tribute albums on this episode. The first album we're going to talk about is called Urban Renewal.
I'm so
and
excited.
It is a rap and R&B tribute to Phil motherfucking Collins.
Chet Wilde just came right now and he doesn't know why.
Yeah. Yeah, every time you say the name Phil Collins, Chet Wilde erupts.
What the fuck is this?
Because he's looking at the list right now.
What should we listen to first, Brett? I sent videos. Should we listen to the
In the Air Tonight, Lil' Kim.
No, I have the Brandy featuring Ray J.
Yeah, Brandy featuring Ray J is pretty great.
I'm seeing Susudio by Old Dirty Bastard, and I'm
Susudio's
wondering why
really
we,
good.
Why are we listening
we
to
We will.
That?
Let's get the bad out of the way first.
Wait, I thought you said the bad.
This is bad.
I like it already.
I bet they were fucking when they recorded this.
And filming it.
Wait, isn't that Brandy's brother?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how they get in the mood to duet.
Ah.
And then Kobe fucked Ray J. At the prom.
Kim Kardashian did the makeup. Everybody wins.
Yeah. It's just a pop culture mashup is what this is.
This doesn't need to exist. For one thing,
it's not bad. I don't think it's bad.
I'm regretting showing up early.
I'm regretting.
I think we're
up
forgetting that we all love Brandy.
Oh, Vanessa, what do you think of this? Is this your favorite Brandy song of all time?
It's probably the only Brandy.
Do you have like a bias against her because you were just in a car accident and she like kills people on the highway?
I don't have a.
So she hates Matthew Broderick movies.
No, I actually don't think it's that bad.
You know what? This song belongs like in the background of like an intense scene in Varsity Blues.
Yes.
Like that's what the, you know. Like,
this is terrible.
I don't mind this.
This is awful. What's wrong with
this? Is horrible.
Yeah, because the original song, it's not a swinging song. Like they're trying to.
I don't know. Why isn't Old Dirty Bastard Susudio up yet?
Oh.
I'm like really wondering why this isn't a thing. We don't have to listen to this
because,
whole song.
Yes, we do.
Because there are homeless people suffering.
Can I describe?
And Ray J is going to tell you about it.
Can I describe
right
the
now
music video? There's a homeless person walking through the streets, and a bunch of white people in suits are like, "Ooh, homeless person." Meanwhile, Ray J and Brandy, who just from the filmmaking, you can kind of tell that they're not actually there. They're more like apparitions. And they're just taking pictures with an old timey camera from like Cinderella Man.
Like one of those, like it's got the black powder on the top.
Yeah, like you can tell that you can only use the bulb once. Like they pop out the bulb every time. It's one of those like, sir, sir.
Huh.
All the offices...
Mr. Hearst!
Yeah, yeah, they call... Yeah, get me Klondike 1982.
All the offices in this building are named after, like, areas of Los Angeles. And upstairs, there's one called Santa Monica. In the way they differentiate them, they put, like, pictures on the glass walls that, like, you can see. Like, it's okay. Like a privacy thing. Okay. In the Hollywood room upstairs, there's one picture that is... Griffith Observatory. Mm-hmm. And there's a dude with an old-timey camera, like, set up on a tripod. Everyone's wearing fucking hats and suits, and it looks all cool and vintage and shit. And then next to it is a picture of Man's Chinese Theater, and there's, like, a Vince Vaughn movie poster and, like, a fucking Nissan Sentra parked in front. It's like, you, really, there's not one old picture of nothing, Man's Chinese Theater.
You all need to know about Fred Claus. You know?
It was, like, The Watch or whatever that shitty movie was.
Oh, God.
That was a good movie.
Oh, shut up.
No, it wasn't. it was as good as this
No,
song.
That movie suffered greatly because of the Trayvon Martin thing. It was supposed to come out as, like, the Neighborhood Watch, and they had to revamp their entire push as what they were doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
shit.
That's funny.
What is this? What is this?
This is what you've been waiting for.
This is what this entire talk has been building up to. So, Vanessa, you were into the Brandy song. Is it because you're so down on your luck this morning after getting in a car accident? Being an hour and a half late.
No, I mean, I'd never really listened to Brandy before, so.
Were you on the highway thinking, another day in paradise?
Name one Brandy song that's not this film.
What about that one with
Sitting
Monica?
Up in my room, if the boy is mine.
Oh, the boy is mine. Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, see? There you go.
You can name one more Brandy song than I can.
Honey. Nope, that's Mariah Carey. Oh.
This is good, right?
This isn't really bad.
I don't know how this is a cover of Sussudio.
Because Old Dirty Bastard does what he wants, including die.
But this is like Old Dirty Bastard at one of his more lucid moments. Like his he's actually saying things that are words that are real.
We need you to write a track for the...
I'm not comfortable with that either.
Yeah, that's...
He has it one time.
This is probably just strung together like when Jimmy Fallon has like Brian Williams rap a fucking song. Yeah. And they just, that's probably what this is.
ODB, quick. We need something for the Bullworth soundtrack. Get on it.
ODB said the on a Wu-Tang album 14 years ago, and that's in this song somewhere.
Yeah. This is mostly just cut up of Got Your Money.
I've never heard this song before right now. And I, again, regret everything.
I've never regretted an ODB song that I've heard.
Oh,
this is one.
Now, I actually cannot name an ODB song or anything.
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Shimmy,
oh, that's him? Give me a rock. Oh, I know that song.
Yeah, and whenever you're listening to Wu-Tang.
Better know shimmy, shimmy,
if you ever hear Wu-Tang and they're like, did they just let a crazy person get on the mic real quick? That's ODB. Yeah. And yes, they did.
Or Ghostface Killer.
That's true.
He's a crazy man.
He's not a crazy person. He's just...
I bet he's kind of crazy.
He's talented. Ghost
very talented. He's
Ghost is talented.
He's my favorite.
I'm still waiting for the Susu Studio. Like, I heard that
get how this... You're waiting for what?
Oh, no. I was listening. I loved Ghostface in that Human Giant skit.
Oh.
Where they kept getting hit by a car to get Ghostface tickets.
Oh, yeah.
I like the fact that there's a Malik Pendleton cover of Take Me Home. Yep. Is that should be the final track. Like, that
I thought
be
we
final.
Were going to go In the Air Tonight with Lil' Kim just
That's
so I could
what
hate
I wanted.
This so much.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
That's what I've been waiting for.
Against All Odds with Montel Jordan.
The
that Against All Odds was that Montel Jordan could get a second song.
Moment I saw this, I was like, I want to know who's doing In the Air Tonight.
It's Lil' Kim.
We found out.
Featuring Phil Collins. This is the one Phil came out for.
So this is the music video. She's Lil' Kim's like having a nightmare about driving a
he
car.
Like, you go,
about fucking
you know what? You know what? I'm all about this video because there's a Lil' C's feature.
Yeah.
Okay? All about Junior Mafia, baby.
How many of them are dead now?
All of them.
Probably most, I bet.
Well, they fucked around with real G's.
Most of Kim's original face is dead.
So. Yeah.
They did the little Phil Collins, like when they say the names of everyone on the track, someone was like, Phil Collins! Lil' Kim!
Raekwon!
What? She was hot, though.
Yeah, she was.
No problem. Weezer doesn't really do that at the top of tracks.
Rivers Cuomo!
They Patrick should. Wilson! The drummer, not the actor!
It's their loss. Is she going to do anything?
Well, no, remember the intro for In the Air Tonight is like 12 minutes long. So they just decided I'm going to do shout outs the entire time.
You're supposed to improve upon songs.
Here, on a plus side, nobody yells, turn up my headphones!
Oh God, this is all.
This is bad.
The only Lil Kim song I know is from the Moulin Rouge soundtrack.
So here's my thing.
She has a song on the Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, she was on the Lely Marmalade.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's my thing right now. None of these people have heard a Phil Collins song. Yeah. And they were just like,
Someone shouted, Phil Collins!
No, he's heard of the guy. They were like, also, these are the names you have to read in the beginning.
I bet they Googled it and they think they're talking about the guitar player from Def Leppard.
There's a reason that this came out in Europe first. And then they had to wait 2 years for like the just for most of these people to fall off enough to be like, you need this album.
Came out February 2001 in Europe. And then... It wasn't until a year and a half after 9/11 that America was ready for this album.
This is America's new 9/11.
I'm never gonna forget this day.
No, I'm not.
We'll never forget where we were when we first heard this song.
In Europe, it's like basically what we're going to do is take some people that make the rap music and we cover the Phil Collins songs. And they're like, that's a bad idea. Like, no, we'll put it out into Germany first and see how it goes. Took 2 years for approval after that. Okay, finally, we've sold 100 albums. We'll sell it in America now.
Okay, so wait. For the record, if I'm correct, this song is about Phil seeing a kid die.
No, that's a myth.
No, that's a myth.
Not really about that.
That's not. So I can't believe anything I read on the internet now. Damn it.
You can believe crack.
Okay. Now it's about Phil watching his song die. Yeah.
Well, the music video, it seems to be about how Lil Kim and her crew steal a bunch of cars, but one of her dudes gets left behind.
No!
You know what gets captured by the people.
You know what they did? They watched Gone with 60 Seconds right before making this video, and they were like, yo, would be a good idea?
Shitty
like,
version
steal some
of that.
Cars.
Yeah. Yo,
and
who,
then you get caught.
Which one of you got a...
You in the air tonight, bro.
Which one of you got a Dodge Viper? Oh my car is
back. Someone's like video chatting. You stole my cars, Lil Kim.
Why is she video chatting with them?
Oh my God, and she's like
that. Is that Jimmy Fallon? Is that Jimmy Fallon? No?
No.
This was back when videos had like, they were all like crime drama movies with songs in
it. Yeah, like R. Kelly videos.
Yeah, or with Enrique Iglesias.
And now a bunch of
Hero.
Lil Kim's dancers are beating up a crew of like 7 foot tall men with crowbars.
Whenever you want to run into a warehouse full of armed men, bring women with bats.
I can't protect
some of them are
pipes.
Some of those bats are actually pipes, but not all of them.
Yeah, I like how you know Lil Kim has needed a baseball bat at one point in time to defend herself.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Probably from Notorious Big.
No. I mean, and then he fucked her with that.
The
bat.
Best part.
All this is to steal a powder blue 2002.
Somebody sent me a video.
E3 Mercedes E3 Tony.
They totally stole worth a $40,000 car. Yo, we lost three of our crew.
That car cost more than this album.
The best part about this is Biggie was already dead, so he wasn't alive to write the lyrics that Lil Kim was spitting, and you can tell.
Yeah, yeah.
And thank God, because if he wasn't dead by then, he would have shot himself 9 times in an SUV.
All right, so we ended that one on a positive note.
I think I want to hear Take Me Home.
I don't.
Is this whole thing just going to be about Phil Collins?
Well, I mean,
no.
We should move on. But you all, you brought this up first, and then you're like, I don't want you to hear All of My Life by TQ.
I don't even know who is TQ. I don't even
Nobody
know.
Nobody knows.
He has a song on the Moulin Rouge soundtrack.
He's an R&B singer
well.
Who was signed with Cash Money Records.
Let's move on. We spent 20 minutes.
Yeah, let's move on.
Phil Collins.
Yeah. What else did we have on the list? I'm looking at... Oh, I didn't put that on.
We have this...
No, that's mine. And then you have the Lindsay Lohan.
These Lindsay Lohan things.
Yep. Yeah. Can we find one of the Lindsay... This magazine... No, it was a record label. I mean, they're obviously just doing it to be silly.
I'm really excited about this one.
But right before Lindsay Lohan went to jail, one of the times, they released a tribute to the music of Lindsay Lohan. And it's covers of Lindsay Lohan songs. What's it say in the...
Witch House style.
I actually
listened to these.
They're better than the originals.
Yeah.
Again, I'm gonna be.
I don't listen to the originals because
Lindsay
no
Lohan has
them,
music.
Or...
What'd you say, Brett?
No.
She has at least six songs, because this,
yeah.
This,
yeah.
This album. Yeah,
I sent, in the email, I sent the originals and the covers. Should we listen to the original first?
We should listen to Paris Hilton songs instead.
Because then we'll understand. I know, I love that fucking Paris Hilton
song. I got me too.
But we'll understand what Witch House is, I feel like, if we listen
this
to
is
the
Lindsay, this is Lindsay Lohan. This is her song, I Live for the Day.
Mm. I Live for the Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Day means drugs.
I like that the website described Witch Got House as day. Vaguely upsetting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not how you describe music.
Oh, I'm so excited about this one.
You know what's great is how we're like, haha, and they're like, oh, this sounds like most music that came out around that time.
Yeah, it's probably a fine song.
It's for the most part okay, but the covers are a real treat.
Yeah, I've listened to them also. Yeah, like if this was a Kelly Clarkson song, I'd be fine with it.
This is a Kelly Clarkson song.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. That chorus.
No, once the chorus hits.
I can get. I see why. I bet this was offered to Kelly Clarkson, and she was like, nah.
So anytime I hear Lindsay Lohan do anything, the only thing I think about is her SNL where she played Hermione. That's all I think about now. Like, it's the only thing I think about is that Hermione skit.
So you're going to masturbate in front of us?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I am.
All right, I'll turn
Jeff May, former teacher, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right, should we listen to the Witch House cover now?
Please do.
When I think Lindsay Lohan, I think about how much I wanted Samantha Ronson.
What?
Samantha Ronson?
Go on.
Do you don't remember when she was dating Samantha Ronson?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, and that was when I... It's like, oh,
you're like,
that
you're
half
into girls
the
that
other...
look like dudes.
Yeah.
This is a cover of like, I Live for the Day.
You're into
by
chicks
a band.
Who look like dudes from Fallout Boy.
I'm into, like, chicks, period.
Witch House.
Wait, Witch House? Witch House?
Yeah, it's called Witch House.
Like witches. Like.
So is this, at some point in time, are they going to be like, and now here's Stevie Nicks doing a cover of Lindsay Lohan?
Is this dubstep without the bass drop? Is that
I feel like maybe it's something like that.
This is dubstep without the production.
There's their description for it, which dance beats slowed way down, heard through a haze of smoke and cough syrup.
So that's just a Friday night for me.
This is kind of like fucking music a little bit.
Yeah, this is better.
I can get high to this.
Yeah, this is way better.
Like, this is like you do something in an apartment on a Friday night.
Yeah, there's a few of the albums we're going to talk about. Where it's, I feel like the songs are a serious improvement over the originals.
This is like mescaline music.
Yeah. Like, yeah, this is kind of cool.
I can imagine.
I'm like,
I can see this in the background.
I can imagine
like
myself driving away from Las Vegas just full of regret, and this is playing in the background with the city lights like, in the rear view. Like, I should have never came.
And
here.
There's like, so, for some reason, there's a gun on. Well, I know why you'd have a gun on your front seat. But there's a gun on the front seat.
This is pretty dope.
Yeah. I hear this and I just say, I think she gave me herpes. Like, that's what I hear in my mind.
I think you, don't you always hear that in your mind?
I started using protection, so yeah.
Who are you?
Weirdo.
Congratulations.
Wow, okay, I am behind this cover.
Yeah.
Okay, so
a lot of them are actually pretty cool.
Let's listen to the next Lindsay Lohan song. All right. What is it called, Brett?
It's called
Raider.
Disconnected.
It's called Give Me That Crystal.
Disconnected.
Ooh.
This sounds like some Radiohead.
Every song I heard
Paranoid
in high
Android.
Yeah, it does sound like Paranoid Android. Sounds exactly like it.
Sleeping awake and awake. If I know it's not Lindsay Lohan, I can't tell it apart from like
anyone.
Did she have to pay Tom Petty for this?
Everyone ends up having to pay Tom Petty eventually.
Y'all have to pay the Petty.
yeah, see, I feel like we're going to get to the chorus and it's going to be shitty. This isn't the chorus Jeff made.
I know, but I'm
like
still
that.
In. I'm still in.
Yeah, I guess this is better than the first song. But I still feel like this is something that probably got sent to like five different pop stars first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then some producer scraped the bottom of his barrel and was like, yeah, I got something for Lindsay Lohan.
This definitely went to Avril Lavigne at some point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was just going to say Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, she was definitely the first one to get this.
Wow, Avril Lavigne turned something down? The girl of Skate Our Boy fame?
Avril Lavigne is potentially one of my least favorite people in the world.
Although, I will say this. I'm With You is a dope track.
Yeah,
I'm
is.
With You is incredible. No,
every one of these songs we've heard by Lindsay Lohan sounds like it was featured on ABC Family at some point.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it was like this week on Pretty Little Liars. And
someone's offered Adderall and then that plays.
Yeah. So now let's hear the Witch House version.
I'm excited.
It's like so good.
Of Disconnected.
Oh, this is like a old Nicholas Winding Refn movie.
Right?
Yeah. Shut up, smarty pants!
I'm like, yeah, right, Brett? Totally that.
Yeah, whatever that does. Is. Sounds just like that.
Drive, Only God Forgives.
Oh, that's why I don't know, because...
Valhalla.
Those are shitty movies. Yeah, Drive was a shitty
Bronson.
Movie.
Bronson?
Yeah, really? I'm going to disagree with you.
Like, no, it's not great. Bronson is the movie to see. Right
now. I like Drive, right now. But I hate every guy that went out and bought the jacket from Drive and tries to act like they had it first.
I just hate like almost every guy.
If you didn't like Drive, you don't like the retards, and you have to like the retards. That's what they say in the news now. So
yeah, Drive. What? He came off as mildly retarded.
Yeah, he was retarded.
He had autism.
Oh yeah,
who had autism?
He had some serious Asperger's.
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. Yeah.
Well, that's because Ryan Gosling's autistic in real life.
There you go. So.
I know a man that's terrified of Ryan Gosling because he says he fits the facial profiles of a serial killer.
I can see that.
Like, he's terrified of Ryan Gosling.
I fuck that serial killer.
that's how serial killers do their work. They look really fuckable. What's happening here?
Witch House.
Are we going to hell right
now?
No,
this is that scene the first time you take heroin.
Yes, and you're like driving
around. Everything's like hazy around you. This is exactly the song.
You look
that
up,
plays
there's
the
someone
background.
Sharpening a stone near you for some reason. You don't know why.
I feel like when I lived in New York, I was constantly being invited to concerts in, like, a speakeasy in Bushwick, and every time I showed up, it was just this music.
Yeah.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like somebody blew out a speaker, and they're not willing to admit it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This
like,
is
no,
like,
this sounds good.
This is what's playing when, like, the detective in a, like, futuristic sci-fi movie shows up at the club to look for, like, the crime boss.
Yeah.
And there's people just dancing
women dancing, and then some businessman with his tie kind of loosened.
And you're staring. Like, music is never going to sound like that.
Yeah, why do people...
But no, that song's 8 years old.
Why is everyone's eyes glowing? Why is that about the future?
Have they started the lyrics? I feel like maybe they did.
Disconnected.
Like it's
It'd
just
be great if it was just 4 minutes of this and then her going, disconnected.
That would be pretty
I think good. They are. Hold on. I'm like, I'm coming to this and I don't know why.
If you're still thinking about Hermione, that's all.
Yeah, oh, there it is. No. You're not thinking about that?
No.
I feel like they are. I love that I can't tell if they're singing or not.
Yeah, I feel like
I want to get this album.
Me too. It's great.
Oh, you can download it.
You know
I'll put a link in the comments.
Another great use for this is that scene where the athlete figures out like he's about to lose his scholarship and he's trying to make that decision. Do I do this or do I raise my kid? And
yeah, but in a futuristic club.
Why aren't we making a movie that is the soundtrack is only Lindsay Lohan covers?
I didn't know these existed until, again, right now.
Yeah.
I'm
like
learning
so
much.
Like, a detective walking through a drug den.
See, that's why you got to show up early to things.
Yeah. I'm
you
learning.
You learn things.
Yeah.
Clancy's enlightened.
Don't be Vanessa, kid. Show up on time and don't hit and run. Or get hit and run, however.
Or just don't be me.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
That's a good bit of
that's
advice.
That's good advice. Just don't.
Okay, so I think we can agree that was a quality tribute.
That was really good.
Yeah.
That was really good.
That's a great album. That's an album that needed to exist.
I want to talk about one that doesn't need to exist. It actually got shelved, but one song from it came out. Drake wanted to record a tribute album to Aaliyah that would have been just him like rapping over Aaliyah songs.
Yeah, even her mom came out against it.
Yeah, as soon as the first song came out, Aaliyah's mom was like, don't do that, please. This is terrible. And now there's like all these creepy Photoshop pictures of Drake and Aaliyah like hugged up together. Like,
I remember she died at 22.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is just like, that's what, 7 years after she married R. Kelly?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she'd been divorced for a long time.
Yeah. I always thought she was a little bit older until I realized, no, I was just young. Yeah.
I'm not, like, I really liked Aaliyah a lot. Like, I liked her music. I thought she was great. But I also thought Aaliyah was kind of a weirdo. Like, I feel
Did
like
you just mistake her Queen of the Damned character.
No, I just feel like there was always something about her. I was like, that bro's weird. I bet. For one thing, she married R. Kelly.
Well, she didn't know any better. She was 9.
That's true.
So child bride, like those like ISIS pictures you see. R. Kelly is just an ISIS marrying children.
Is Drake even on this song? Maybe
he's
that's
been
what...
saying yeah every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he
but
cried
I listened
a
to
lot
this already. It's gonna come out and just gonna
like thinking about what could have been. You know?
Yeah, he's so sensitive. Yeah, this sounds like a demo. It sounds like she didn't intend to make yeah the chorus of this song.
Well, no, this was a good song before Drake just touched it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go wrong on Timbaland's old school production. You know what I'm saying? That
That's true.
Black Ground Entertainment was hip-hop for a good 5 years.
Yeah, Timbaland.
Oh, there's Drake.
Yeah, this doesn't need to happen.
No.
Nobody he could just rap on regular tracks.
You know what he sounds like? He sounds like Common with helium.
Yes!
No.
Yeah, like, if you, no, it sounds like if Common just, in, like,
no.
sucked a balloon full of helium and just started rapping.
Kidding.
Yeah.
I don't like
kidding.
This. I don't like this.
Yeah, this doesn't need to exist.
How old was Drake when Aaliyah died?
Did you ever hear Common's version of Planet
Drake
Rock?
Drake would have been, if she died at 22, Drake would have been what, like 15? 14?
Yeah, Common covered Afrika Bambaataa and it was really good.
Yeah, this is shitty though.
Yeah.
This is not good. This is stupid and doesn't need to exist.
No.
I'm glad they shelved the shit. And it's just, it's kind of like, why? Like, who the fuck is he to be recording an album with Aaliyah? Like, why does he get to do it?
He's Drake.
Because he's rich and has nothing better to do?
It's still
weird.
Yeah,
he does. He's funding rap battles.
This song is the new entrance music for the Toronto Raptors.
Oh,
<every Sunday. laughs>
And the Kentucky Wildcats, because he'll just show up on the sideline there.
Vanessa, I think you brought one also, but
yeah, Stoned Immaculate.
Who is that?
It's a Doors tribute album, and Creed, Smash Mouth, and Aerosmith are contributing
and
artists.
And Train. Wow, that's quality stuff.
Yeah, Break On Through was covered. Oh, Break On Through was covered by Stone Temple Pilots.
I've actually heard Stone Temple Pilots cover a Break On Through. It's really good.
I haven't heard that one, but I did listen to Creed covering Riders on the Storm.
I have that here.
Yeah, I kind of want to hear that. Riders on the Storm. I hate this song already. Like, this is such an annoying song. Like, I like the Doors, but this song is obnoxious as shit.
No, I was never a fan of the song in general, but Creed doing it is a special delight.
And the killer went down the hall.
And they didn't really change much to the song.
Except for the... Well, no, you're right, because the lead singer is still obnoxious. They have that. What else do you need? That makes it a Doors song.
Yep.
I did like the Doors. I like their music. But this already...
I never liked the Doors. I never liked the Doors.
Like, I want to die listening to this. Riders on the Storm. And he doesn't even sound like that. He's trying to sound
that
like...
That doesn't... I was expecting him to come out sounding like Scott Stapp.
Yeah.
And no, he's trying to Jim Morrison really hard.
Yeah.
Oh, this sucks.
Yeah, it's really lethargic.
Quincy's into it, though. You like it, Quincy?
No, this is what I imagine all white people listen to every day. I just go along with it. Like.
Yeah, this isn't far off from that.
I had the most surreal I'm not a white person moment the other day at Mouthy Pants when they played a clip of the Friends theme song.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually never seen an episode of Friends and everybody clapped at the same time. I'm like, oh God, what's happening?
Yeah, white people do things in unison. That's how Flash, like a flash mob was created, just from random men, like being able to keep the beat.
Look, man,
randomly.
If we don't break into dance, we invade.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. I hate to break it to you, but like, that's, you know, the internet didn't exist. That's why...
Yeah.
We took you guys over.
Do you want flash mobs or gentrification?
Yeah.
Take your pick.
Do you want flash mobs or actual mobs?
Because I like gentrification. So I want
to got a Prius, dude.
I want to live in Harlem.
Hey, gas prices.
Is there a Smash Mouth Peace Frog?
I'll look for it.
I'm going to make a prediction that I bet Smash Mouth's Peace Frog isn't that bad.
Smash Mouth.
I will see that prediction and say you're insane.
I bet it's fine.
Smash Mouth is one of those bands that I'm always like, nobody likes Smash. I like this song.
Like, there's a lot of times, like Walking on the Sun, that's a fun song. I'm not gonna lie. That's a fun, enjoyable song.
It's a white people song.
I have no idea what that is.
I'll send you the link.
Never mind. I was wrong. This is terrible. Did they get a new lead singer? God. I don't even recognize this motherfucker.
Does everybody just not sound... Because the Stone Temple Pilots one actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah, Stone Temple Pilots cover of Break On Through is great.
I wonder if Aerosmith somehow managed to sound not like Aerosmith on this.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah, no.
Well, this is...
What is Steven Tyler? Oh, yeah, are you comparing Smash Mouth? You know, Smash Mouth's longevity and Aerosmith's longevity...
I fucked up.
They're the same band, right? Like,
yeah.
Do they just rebrand themselves?
You know what? You know, Smash Mouth looks like a band all decided to go bowling.
And I bet, they probably did. That's probably like
a good Smash bowling. Did Smash Mouth do that Shrek song? That,
yeah.
Song they did every Shrek? Song on the, yeah. on the Shrek.
That Shrek song was a Neil Diamond song, you bastard.
No, who's Neil Diamond? Like you're
get out!
I've never been to a car show and not thought that everybody there was in Smash Mouth.
This is Aerosmith Love Me Two Times.
Yeah, I'm out already.
Nope. Yeah. Yep. This needs to be playing at like a chain barbecue restaurant.
Yeah, or Sturgis. This is like a motorcycle rally song. Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
No, this is for a Chili's commercial.
Yeah.
Two for one appetizers. Yeah. Come on down.
Try a Big Mouth Burger. I love that when like Applebee's they're promoting burgers. It's like, you know, there's a king for that, right? We don't need your burgers.
Aerosmith absolutely should have stopped making music in the 70s.
Yeah. I think we bonded on they should have died of
Yeah, they should have died
that
in a plane crash.
Song. From Armageddon.
Yeah, How Will I Feel feels when Armageddon
played way more than it should have been, so I have to say you're wrong.
No, but like someone else would have just recorded
it. Yeah, but you're removing Love in an Elevator.
Yeah, I am.
And Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Yeah, those are terrible fucking songs.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Aerosmith's comeback was the worst thing that ever happened to me.
When did they leave?
Worst thing that ever happened to you.
Well, in the 80s, most of the 80s, they were like... Like, they were fucked up to the point that they didn't even barely exist.
I'm going to say Eat the Rich is a great song. That came out in the 90s. Eat the Rich is a good song.
I don't know what that is.
And it was on Wayne's World 2.
I think you just have shitty taste because you're from Boston and that's clouding your judgment.
Jeff.
Yeah. And Aerosmith's from Boston.
Keeping up with Mama Can.
Yeah, well, that's a good song.
You've had sex with that song, haven't you?
Mom? No, I don't have sex.
You've had sex?
No. He's had sex to Aerosmith songs, and so he's
exclusively to members of Aerosmith. Joe Perry's trying to sell his hot sauce, while I'm just like, let me get in there, Joe.
Yeah,
Perry.
I only fucked the Aerosmith solo songs, so I don't have a lot of sex. They don't have a lot of solo songs. Yeah,
I can tell you right now, I'm only gonna fuck to Lindsay Lohan Witch House covers for the rest
of
my
life. That's it.
That was
just created a lifestyle just now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fucking music.
Or if I ever decide to do heroin the first time, I need to make it a memorable experience.
You didn't go to Vietnam, so you're not going to end up
doing
heroin.
Let's pop in some Lindsay, some Lohan.
Yeah, when I turn, I say it all the time, when I'm like 70, 75, I'm going to start doing heroin.
There you go.
You're not going to make it to 75.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. If I make it there, I'm like, oh shit, this is all icing on the cake now.
Yeah, it's all gravy at that point in time, yeah.
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 Time to hit that heroin. All right, let's listen to the Pink Floyd disco album. This, oof. I know you say oof, but
no,
this
it's
is,
actually really
this
good.
This is fucking
the Star Wars disco album. Now that's something I can get behind.
This Pink Floyd disco album is fucking great. It came out in the 70s. This is money.
A Pink Floyd disco album came out in the 70s, you say?
Shut the fuck up.
There's probably a disco version of Auld Lang Syne, the Graduation.
But this is
March.
Pretty fucking great.
Yeah, this is amazing. I love this.
I like this more than Pink Floyd.
Yeah, me too. I hate Pink Floyd.
I really hate Pink Floyd.
Yeah, incorrect. I don't listen to Pink Floyd, but I love this
cover.
Yeah,
this is the shit.
Oh, well, we have a quick pause. Thank you to the fan that bought us tickets.
Did you research the name? Because I never got it.
Yeah, I emailed him and I sent them.
What's his name?
Ned. Ned Chavez.
Ned, thank you, Ned, for the tickets.
Thank you, Ned, for... the tickets. That was a great
that stupid seems like sex. An appropriate time
Phil Collins, Lil Kim, Ned
Ned from Ottawa.
Oh, and Jeff ruined my pants at that game.
Yeah, yeah. I did. Yeah, I was so sexy when I showed up. She just creamed the shit out of them.
Right on her kneecaps.
That happens. Wait, when I got the popcorn all over you?
Yeah, or? The caramel corn, and then it melted onto my pants and stuck. It's still there, and I washed it twice.
Do you not have another pair of pants?
Why are we talking about this right now?
Because this is good disco. This disco music is a good background track for me to talk about how I ruined her time at the hockey game.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
wait.
Oh, no, he was hell-bent to just crush my spirit.
How is this a Pink Floyd song?
Because the Money is a Pink Floyd song.
Money!
It's Money is the moment if you're syncing Wizard of Oz and Dark Side of the Moon. When Money starts playing is when the movie turns to color.
He's never heard about that. He's white.
Have you ever heard about that?
No.
Yeah.
Dude.
I was just basically saying my head, yeah. You know what that
is? It is. If you watch,
I've done it. It works.
Yeah, it does work. Sometimes.
If you take The Chronic and you sync it up to Shaft.
I thought The Chronic synced up to Friday.
But if you sync up Dark Side of the Moon and Wizard of Oz, it's eerie.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't smoke weed, so I have a feeling it would be less eerie.
No, it's not.
No, I don't smoke weed either, and it was actually kind of cool.
People wouldn't keep mentioning it after all these years, like if it wasn't a thing that actually, like, it's legitimate. Like if you have to look up when to start. The album. You start the album, I think it's
on the third lion's roar.
Yeah, the third lion roar. Because whatever
the
fucking
MGM logo.
Yeah, MGM. The lion roars the third time you start the album. And the songs change and like it just fucking goes.
No,
that's like the stuff they're singing about.
Yeah.
Like kind of like
when it goes song color. Movie.
Yeah. What?
When it switches to color.
Yeah, this
like,
is
that
what,
part's really cool.
This is what comes on when it switches to color. Like the minute it switches
to color.
The
disco version, though. You have
to
play the
disco
version
of Money.
You have to get two turntables.
Yeah.
One with the disco cover.
Yeah, it requires some turntable skill. But.
So that's just not like a happy coincidence?
Probably.
It probably is.
It probably
is, but it's
still cool.
Yeah, it's
a weird coincidence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's not. Maybe they were just like, let's sync this shit up to Wizard of Oz and not tell anybody.
Yeah. I remember when I was a little kid, like maybe 6 or 7 years old, I remember watching The Wall for the first time and just totally not knowing what's happening.
You know when the first time I saw The Wall was?
Probably
never.
In the middle of my story.
I wouldn't watch that shit.
What's
okay, keep going, I'm sorry.
I was a child and it was a cartoon that I saw. Like there was like walking hammers, like marching hammers, and it fucked me up a little bit. It definitely fucked me up a little
bit. So that's what fucked you up?
I got...
Yeah. Pink Floyd's The Wall.
The Wizard of Oz
also
sequel fucked me up.
Oh, The Return of Oz? That'll fuck
really,
you up.
I like,
oh
this,
my
wasn't
God.
Bad. I like disco. I like funk, so...
Yeah, I think you'll like... I don't know if you'll like the next one. There's another Pink Floyd disco song.
Which one?
Is a cover of Have a Cigar.
Yeah, this is
the
one.
And
I'm
what about. I love about... A guy on my Facebook page pointed this out, too. Like, this song by Pink Floyd is really, like, sarcastic, and it's, like, meant as, like, a fuck you to record labels.
Mm-hmm.
They're celebrating on this song.
Yep.
Like, there's nothing
you know
ironic
why?
'Cause about this.
Their record label bought them a ton of cocaine.
Yeah. Yep. They're like, yeah, let's have a cigar.
My mother set me up for failure by having me listen to a lot of Donna Summer when all the kids were listening to something else.
Donna Summer's great.
Oh, no, just, like, you know, social failure for most of my life.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Oh no, there's a whole plethora of reasons.
Isn't this fucking great?
Yeah.
And there's a video on YouTube. It's like.
Is there roller skates involved?
No, it's a Soul Train.
No, this is white people Soul Train.
No,
I'm
it gets
out.
It turns
I'm out.
It turns
I'm
into out. Soul Train at the end. Calm down.
They all through the magic of disco they turn black. And then the cops raid the club. You know, the sound quality is really good in this.
Yeah.
They're like, we sang this in a fucking toilet cigar.
Yeah, it does sound like they're singing it like, over the phone.
Like they're singing through tinfoil. They just hold up a sheet of tinfoil and sing a song.
Like they're auditioning.
Yeah. I like how Quincy's enamored by this.
Yeah.
No, it's just... When the video started, it was nothing but white people dancing together, and then slowly but surely, they're just dropping one black person at a time into the audience.
That was actually what was happening in Harlem in 1979, so this is actually really deep.
Jeff vomiting into a toilet is better sound quality than this.
Well, the acoustics in that bathroom are amazing. Yeah,
oh, they
really
were.
The acoustics. It's just still, there's like every 5 seconds, there's just a new black person in the dance party. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, you guys are like Mogwai. Mogwai when you get wet.
Yeah, that's why he can't swim.
Well, he didn't even hear it. He didn't even hear that joke.
Oh, and the best part is there's music, so I can't even edit that out. I'm just going to have to go on record
with
that.
Let's do it.
Sorry, black people of America. Only America, though.
Yeah.
I love this video.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Do y'all want to go have a cigar after this?
Yeah.
Have a cigar and a hustle.
I just love the fact that all the white people disappeared by the end of this video. With no explanation.
Well, once they saw the black people, they're like, we gotta go.
They're the ones who can afford cigars. Yeah. So they took off.
To go have a cigar.
To go have a cigar.
At the end, this turned tongues into have a crack rock. This is so... Where's Josh Denny? Where's Josh? I feel like this should be one of his episodes. Yeah.
This is like The Wizard of Oz, but if the first part, the black and white part, was the black and white part of the 1939 movie, and then when they got to the color part, it turned into The Wiz.
This is amazing.
Oh, God.
I believe it's... No, never mind. I'm not going to make the joke. I was just going to make...
I know, it's so hard when there's music.
Oh, my God. I was just going to make...
Do
the
it.
I was going to say the I color can't. Part.
You're good there. You're good. You're good right there. You're
we
good
get
right
it.
There. We get it.
We
you're
get
right.
it.
He's from Boston. He can say that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
This is fun.
The book club I went to, they were talking about how people from Boston are like the most racist people they've ever met.
Were they actually talking about me? Because I feel like
I'm wondering
that was comedians that were there, right? Was it a bunch of comedians at that book club?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know for a fact it was.
Yeah. Sorry, I know it was too. Huh? Was it about me?
I don't think it was about you. I think it was just people.
No,
from
it's
Boston
just about like tall Boston comics. Yeah.
They're like, you know what?
They wear wicked. Red Sox caps all the time.
Like comic book types. Like those Bostonians.
Mm. People on the internet think they're hurting me.
Oh, yeah. Someone thought that I was abusing Vanessa.
Somebody actually called me, and they were asking me, but they're like, hey, that Jeff guy on your Facebook, is he hurting you? Are you okay?
What? I think I posted something on her phone that was like, oh, Vanessa, we all miss you since you died. Like, I posted this big, like, memorial thing to her.
You posted this as you called me something else on a different comment
called
section.
You an idiot on
You
a
called
comment.
Me an idiot on one, and then something else on another.
Yeah, I was just being really mean to
Were you being an idiot?
Yeah.
I probably was.
That explains it.
Oh, and then you know what it was? In the comment section, I kept ignoring her and some other status. And I was like, I don't know who this is. And then I went on her page and posted a memorial. I miss you ever since you died. I was sixth sensing her, really.
Yeah. And in reality, it probably wouldn't be that hard to convince people I died.
Probably not.
No.
No.
We thought you were dead when you were 3 hours late.
Yeah. Brett, do we have comments? Do we have... We have a voicemail.
I like how no one checked if I was dead. They're just like, she's dead. Leave it.
All right.
Yeah, that's what we got.
You know.
Oh.
It's a big world out there.
Big.
It's easy to feel like the things you say don't matter.
Don't.
They don't.
Yeah, they really don't. But I want you to know that's not true.
Witch House.
This is the Witch House remix. Of a segment.
Disconnected.
Of a segment we call Your Voice Matters.
Welcome.
Your voice matters.
Your voice matters.
Bill Collins.
Where we read your stupid motherfucking comments from the past few goddamn shows.
Oh, 30 past.
And respond to them personally.
Bill Collins.
Susu Studio.
Are you drunk, Vanessa?
No, I'm not.
Sabotage the system.
You say sabotage. I say sabotage.
You can say it both ways. Okay, I guess we can fade it out, or we just want to keep listening through the fucking comments.
I'm not drunk,
we
just
were,
sweaty.
We could do that.
We were,
like,
I thought
we, should
we were
start,
mourning Vanessa's death.
We should start doing that. We should. Just,
oh, please don't ghost me.
We should just keep that little piano riff playing when we read comments going forward, but not today, because now it would seem forced.
Yeah.
But it's going to seem organic next time.
All right, we got a voicemail.
Yeah,
you can call the voicemail line at 505-3-UNPOPS.
That's 505-386-7677.
Since there's some dysfunction going on today,
administratively, I think it would be good to play this voicemail.
Okay.
Hey, fuckers.
Hey, fucker.
That's a problem I need your all's help with.
Too bad.
In the intro to Unpopular Opinion, there's always that shit about how Adam Todd Brown writes a weekly column for Cracked called People vs. Adam Todd Brown. And
yeah.
And he comes on this show to defend those opinions.
Yeah.
But this fucking show always drops, goddammit, on Wednesday afternoon, and I never see Adam's article until Thursday.
Yeah.
Until Friday. So, like, what the fuck, man? You gotta reevaluate and readjust that shit so that it's accurate. Because, like, I don't know. Come on, man. That's all.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you gotta do it because I don't know, man.
He wrote the article earlier.
Yeah,
is defending the opinions of what he just wrote, and it's public. Don't listen to it until Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. I write the column like the I put what the podcast.
It's real time.
Like, why are you so mad at me, motherfucker?
Is cracked like a Google Doc that he's just watching you fucking write the article in real time. Now paste a picture. Paste a picture up there.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem is. It's like a preview. Like, you know what my column's going to be about, and it's only a day earlier, yeah. Isn't it?
He needs the routine.
Yeah, that could be.
I've learned that about
you're
white
everything
people.
They he
like,
has.
They like things
autistic
in order.
But it goes up the same time every day, like every week, Wednesday. Goes up Wednesday, usually before noon.
I don't think he can handle the fact that he would have to wait 24. It's like one of those people that waits for a video game
so
at midnight.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's like, I need to listen to it immediately. And so now it's like he thinks you're spoiling
you
the article.
What? He's like one of those people who wait for the bus, but then they stand in the middle of the street looking down the street because that makes their magic power make the bus appear as opposed to just sitting there and waiting for the bus.
Did everyone see that story about how there's a Wu-Tang album coming out in 88 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We should go like just set up camp in front of a Best Buy and be like, we're waiting for this Wu-Tang album. Excuse us. We're going to live here. We're going to outlive your grandchildren here.
That's like so great, though.
I know.
So sorry to disappoint you, but Drake is going to do a tribute to that,
to that album.
16 years.
I hope it's just the worst album.
Yeah.
I hope they got it and we're like, guys, we really dropped the ball.
It's like featuring Tupac and shit. You're like, what the fuck? Like, we had to wait 88 years because of our NDA. We had to wait till Tupac died.
They had to wait till Suge Knight dies.
Which is impossible.
Which is going to be 88 years at least.
Yeah.
They finally stopped calling me Suge Knight Chick at that bar.
Suge Knight Chick?
Yeah. Because you're not allowed there anymore, so they can't call you that. Yeah.
That was fun.
Well, I mean, I think you're not understanding how the process of this works is that sometimes things are recorded or written before they actually see the internet. And then you get them when they are chosen to be
like
released.
Like when J.K. Rowling wrote a Harry Potter book, she wrote it and then it got published.
With all the white shit you're shitting on, and now you're throwing out J.K. Rowling. You could have talked about a Tyler Perry play.
When Tyler Perry writes a Madea movie, he writes it, then he shoots it. He doesn't shoot it and then write the movie. Well, maybe he does shoot it.
Yeah,
right.
Like,
yeah,
it says,
never mind,
like,
you're right. Like, I'm out. I got nothing for this one.
It's whatever, like a dude, who cares? Game.
Yeah, that's like that's a really picky thing to complain about.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just wanted to, you know.
But it
worked. Wait until Thursday, dude. You know, a lot of people do. Yeah. And also some people like fucking listening to it early.
Yeah, it's like a spoiler. Yeah,
but it worked. We listened to it.
We spoiled this guy's life.
Voicemail.
But you know what?
Are we saving the other voicemails for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay.
For next week's episode.
That was a really good voice.
Next week's episode that we're going to record.
We're going to record in a week.
5 minutes.
Supposed to record it a half.
You mean in an hour?
Thanks, guy who doesn't understand the concept of time and stuff. Thank you for that email.
But I'm sure you're a nice guy.
Whatever.
I like how his finish was just like, so, you know,
whatever. So or whatever. Yeah. Strong argument, pal.
Send gifts.
Yeah, please send more
gifts. GIFs.
Yes.
I want like Jennifer Love Hewitt on a treadmill. Oh, if I could get like a Star Wars thing.
Yeah, I could. That's for me.
Yeah.
There's a really good GIF of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Did you just say GIF?
Yeah, that's what they actually are, even though I hate it.
Yeah, who cares? Call it GIF, you bastard.
Of like Van Damme from Bloodsport freaking out, but holding a microphone, and then the big bad guy going like this, and he's banging on drums like someone animated it. And
also
it's
send one of Lindsay Lohan as Hermione for this piece of shit.
Yeah, for Jeff also. Yeah. All of these are for Jeff.
Yeah.
And the one of Oprah and Bees. I love that one.
The Oprah Bees one is fantastic.
Yeah, the Oprah Bees one's a favorite.
Okay, let's get the fuck out of here.
Quincy and I are checking our Twitters.
Me and Jeff May.
This episode comes out March. 11.
Oh, cool. So I can plug stuff.
311. It's your lucky number, Vanessa.
Me and Jeff May.
Amber is the color.
And Genevieve Mueller are going to be in Albuquerque, April 2nd.
Albuquerque, yeah. New Mexico.
At the Guild Cinema.
We had such a blast there last time that we decided to get them on days that aren't Monday and Tuesday at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah. And you can get tickets for that at unpopsabq.brownpapertickets.com. Mm-hmm. And then, April 7th, we will be in motherfucking Kansas City.
What? What?
See? At Davey's Uptown Ramblers Club. How great is that fucking
thing? Rambling, man.
I'm so excited.
And then keep checking, because
And you get tickets for that are unpopskc.brownpapertickets.com.
And then we've got a couple more Midwest spots that we're looking at.
Yeah, I think we're going to do St. Louis, Chicago, probably.
So this is the 11th, right?
Yes, this is March 11th now.
So I will be at the Unpopular Opinion show on March 17th.
Oh, yes. Me too. Ooh.
And Vanessa will too, and I will not.
Aww.
Yeah, I'll be in Albuquerque.
Everyone said, oh, and I'm like, yay.
I think I'm doing a show in Albuquerque, though. Nice. March 14th. Yeah. Nice. I don't know where. Don't worry about it. Come to the one April 2nd.
I'll be at the Comedy Store Sunday, March 15th.
Oh.
Ooh.
Getting my headline on. What?
Yeah. What?
I mean, it's a Martin Harris show, but it's going to be a great time. He puts on a good show now.
They don't know.
Yeah, no one knows who the fuck Martin Harris is. I don't even know who Martin Harris is.
Yeah, in the comedy.
Quincy, do you have anything to plug?
March 13th, PUI at the Hollywood Hotel.
Oh, no.
It's going to be a great show.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, yep. Baby. And then April 3rd, I'll be out in Ventura opening for Joey Coco Diaz. So that'll be a good time.
Joey Coco Diaz.
Yeah.
Vanessa?
So March 17th, I'm doing the Unpop show for the first time.
Yeah, we just said that.
Yep.
And plug my podcast. It's a train wreck, Performance Anxiety.
So yeah.
Yeah, we recorded that.
Where can people hear that?
SoundCloud. And on my Twitter, I post the links to it and the Tumblr.
Are they up now?
The first episode's up now. And then today, I'm posting episode that we did with Nina Hartley. So
when's our episode up?
Yeah, because that's the...
Yours is coming up after that.
Good one. The one with me and Jeff.
How shitty were Nina Hartley's tits in that when you were interviewed her?
What?
How shitty were they? Is that not the porn star? Is that the wrong person?
Yes, it is the porn star.
How shitty were her tits?
They were lovely.
Oh, God, stop it.
That seems like a good place to end.
Shitty tits, guys.
Maybe we'll make Vanessa talk about shitty tits on the next episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Say goodbye, Jeff May.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Brett Rader.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Quincy.
Bye.
Vanessa, say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, everyone.